Women in Britain are not getting tested for HIV because, according to the survey, they don't think they're at risk. American singer Cyndi Lauper is a spokesperson for MAC's campaign to support people with HIV and AIDS. Speaking in London, she told VOA that women around the world need to know that everyone is at risk of contracting HIV, even women with only one sexual partner.
In the UK, you know, 76% of women are not tested. They haven't tested themselves. And women in monogamous, supposedly monogamous relationships don't test.
1,000 women were surveyed for the poll. Over 80% said they had sex without using a condom. Over 60% of those women said it was because they were in an exclusive sexual relationship. Lauper says women have to be tested regularly so that the disease can be caught early on.
If you don't know, you don't have early intervention. And the earlier the intervention, the earlier you find out, the better off you are.
HIV progresses faster in women than men with similar levels of HIV in their blood. This, experts say, makes it especially important that women are diagnosed early on. Lauper was joined in London by a group of HIV-positive women from the national AIDS charity Positively Women. Sylvia Petretti says she was shocked when she found out she had HIV.
It has always been publicized as the other people's disease. You know, HIV is something that's happening in Africa, it's happening to gay men, it's happening to drug users, and so HIV is something that is happening to somebody in some faraway country.
Nancy Mahon is executive director of the MAC AIDS Fund. She says many women still don't feel like they have the power to negotiate safe sex, but she says condoms are crucial in the fight against HIV.
Seatbelt safety. We know people are going to speed, and one of the ways that we've reduced traffic deaths is we've added seatbelts. So condoms are the seatbelts of AIDS.
According to the Britain-based HIV charity, the Terence Higgins Trust, over 7,000 people were diagnosed with HIV in the UK in 2008. That's almost three times the number a decade ago. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.